This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 17th.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
And on this St. Patrick's Day, we hear the great Paul Robeson singing Danny Boy. Robeson stood with the Irish fighting for their liberation from the English. And so many wear the green to celebrate this day and remember the snakes that St. Patrick drove out of Ireland. Well, there never were any snakes in Ireland. They were the symbol of the ancient earth religions of Ireland standing in the way of the church. Today we remember Aaron Anderson, who was born enslaved in Virginia and lived as a free man in Philadelphia. When the Civil War began, this Philadelphia chef, wanted to fight. At 52 years old, he joined the Navy. And on this day in 1865, he was awarded the Navy Medal of Honor, their highest award. With his ship destroyed and the others around him being destroyed, vastly outnumbered by Confederates, he manned a howitzer to ward off the rebels on the Potomac River. His actions turned the day for the Union Navy. On this March the 17th, we remember the Carrollton Massacre, which took place in Carrollton, Mississippi. Ed and Charlie Brown, half-black, half-Indian brothers, took James Odell and other white men to court for their beatings and false imprisonment. Months earlier, the Brown brothers were delivering molasses, bumped into Odell, getting molasses on his clothes. A fight ensued that Ed Brown won. Later, a mob attacked and arrested another man, mistaking him for one of the Brown brothers, and lynched him. When the Brown brothers were arrested and got out of jail, they were attacked again. They sued Liddell and other men with attempted murder and took them to court. African-Americans filled the courtroom, and a white armed mob surrounded and invaded the courthouse, forcing people to jump out of windows. The Brown brothers and dozens of others, black and white, were killed. The social context was this. It was the battle for the end of Reconstruction. Black folks were gaining political power and equality, and this was part of the campaign to end Reconstruction and deny African-Americans equal status and political control. Today is the birthday of Bayard Rustin. Rustin was a civil rights and labor leader who was one of MLK's key advisors and the chief organizer of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom Now. A lifelong believer in nonviolence, he was a conscientious objector in World War II. After the Civil Rights Act was passed, he continued leading the fight for economic equality and rights for the poor and working class, African Americans, and other people, and was adamant that the black community needed to ally with the labor movement to fight for economic justice. For some, Rustin's sexuality was a controversy. For him, it was a way of life, and he was a fighter for gay rights in America before most. Today, we remember Bayard Rustin, who was born on this day in 1912. And today, in 1901, when Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh's paintings were, it was the first time they were exhibited in Paris. 11 years earlier, he committed suicide, thinking himself a failure as an artist. The 1901 Paris exhibition cemented his place in art history and brought his work to the world's attention. And here's a song to think about on this March the 17th. This song was never meant to be a hit. It was released as a B-side to another song, a cover of the Righteous Brothers' Substitute, which completely flopped. But DJs loved this B-side and made it one of the most successful disco songs of all time. I'm talking about I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, which hit number one on this day in 1979. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.